Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily for Wednesday, July 8th. I am your host, and we have a packed show for you today.
Before we even get into today's news, we have to start with an urgent, severe weather alert that you need to be aware of. If you are stepping out the door this morning, it is a comfortable 62 degrees with completely clear skies. But do not let that fool you.
Exactly. We are looking at a very rapid and serious shift in the weather pattern over the next 30 hours. Today is going to get incredibly hot. We are expecting temperatures to climb up to near 90 degrees by this evening, with clear skies persisting throughout the day.
But tomorrow, Thursday, is when things take a highly volatile turn. The National Weather Service has issued a forecast warning of a 50% chance of severe showers and thunderstorms rolling into our region. By 3 p.m. on Thursday, we are looking at an 88% chance of heavy rain and potential severe storms right here in Grand Rapids.
Right. So if you have outdoor plans, travel plans, or you're just thinking about your commute tomorrow afternoon, you need to prepare right now. The region is experiencing a pattern of potential severe thunderstorms and excessive rainfall across the upper Midwest, and we are right in the crosshairs.
Make sure your devices are charged tonight. Secure any loose outdoor patio furniture and stay weather aware tomorrow. The temperature will drop to around 85 degrees on Thursday, but it is that rapid shift from today's high heat that is going to fuel these storm systems. We will keep an eye on it, but please take this Thursday afternoon storm risk seriously.
Absolutely. Better to be prepared than caught off guard. Now, moving on to our main stories today, we have got some significant developments happening right in the heart of downtown Grand Rapids that are going to impact a lot of residents and workers.
For our first deep dive, we are looking at a heated discussion happening at City Hall. The City Commission is currently weighing a proposal from the Mobile GR department that would significantly increase the hourly and monthly parking rates across all city-owned lots and structures.
That is right. Specifically, they are looking at raising the hourly rate from $1.25 to $2 an hour in high-demand structures like the Monroe Center and Pearl Ionia ramps. And it is not just the hourly rates. Monthly parking passes, which are heavily utilized by downtown office workers and residents, could see an increase of up to 20%.
The city says this is a necessary move. They point out that parking rates have not been meaningfully adjusted for inflation in nearly 7 years, and the cost of maintaining these massive concrete structures has skyrocketed. According to the research brief provided to the commission, deferred maintenance on downtown parking infrastructure has reached nearly $15 million.
But critics argue this is the absolute wrong time to hike rates. The Downtown Grand Rapids Business Association presented a petition with over 200 signatures from local shop owners and restaurateurs. They argue that downtown is still struggling to regain the foot traffic it had before the pandemic. Raising the cost to park, they say, will just push more consumers out to the suburbs where parking is free.
It is a tough balancing act. The city's data shows that daily commuter parking is still down roughly 30% compared to 2019 levels, mostly due to hybrid and remote work schedules. That drop in utilization means less revenue coming in to cover the fixed costs of operating the ramps and the Dash bus system, which is subsidized by parking fees.
Right. The Dash bus is a crucial piece of this puzzle. The city heavily relies on parking revenue to keep that free downtown shuttle running. If they do not raise rates, officials warned they might have to cut Dash service hours, which would disproportionately hurt lower-income service industry workers who rely on it to get from the cheaper perimeter lots to their jobs in the city center.
During the public comment period, several hospitality workers voiced exactly that concern. One bartender mentioned that paying $2 an hour for a 10-hour shift would eat up a significant portion of their daily wages. The commission is exploring the idea of a discounted rate program for downtown service workers, but the logistical hurdles of verifying employment and managing that system seem pretty steep.
When you look at the regional context, though, Grand Rapids is still relatively cheap. The city's presentation included a slide comparing our rates to Ann Arbor and Lansing, where premium downtown parking can easily hit $3 an hour. But context only goes so far when you're asking people to pay more out of pocket right now.
The commission has scheduled a final vote on the rate hike for their meeting next Tuesday evening. If you have strong feelings about this, that will be your last chance to get on the public record. We will definitely be watching to see if any amendments are introduced to soften the blow for daily commuters.
Moving on to our next major story, Corewell Health has officially unveiled plans for a $35 million expansion of their biomedical research facility, located right on the Medical Mile. This is a massive development for the local economy.
It really is. This project is expected to add roughly 150 new, high-paying jobs to the downtown corridor. The focus of this new facility will be entirely on advanced fields, like mRNA therapeutics, pediatric oncology, and bioengineering. It is a major step in cementing Grand Rapids as a premier hub for medical research in the Midwest.
The expansion is going to be built on what is currently a surface parking lot near the intersection of Michigan Street and College Avenue. According to the planning documents, it will be a state-of-the-art, six-story glass and steel building. Corewell Health noted in their press release that this physical expansion is being heavily supported by a $10 million grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
That state funding was crucial. The MEDC grant requires Corewell to hit specific hiring milestones over the next 5 years to keep the money. And they are partnering closely with Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine, which is right next door, to create a pipeline for researchers and graduate students to transition directly into these new lab spaces. While the economic impact is overwhelmingly positive, there are some growing pains associated with this rapid expansion. Neighborhood associations in the adjacent Belknap Lookout area have expressed concerns about the strain this will put on local housing and traffic. Adding 150 high-income workers to a very tight geographic area is going to put upward pressure on rents and home prices. That is a very valid caveat. The city planners acknowledge that the Medical Mile's success is creating localized housing affordability issues. However, the sheer scale of the scientific work being proposed here is hard to overstate. The lead researcher quoted in the announcement said this facility will allow them to run concurrent clinical trials that they previously had to outsource to Chicago or Detroit. Right, keeping that intellectual property and those grant dollars in West Michigan is a huge win. The timeline for this project is aggressive. Corewell says they plan to break ground next month, right after the final zoning permits clear, with an expected ribbon cutting in late 2025. We will keep tracking the construction progress and any neighborhood pushback as the heavy machinery moves in.
Those are definitely two major projects that will reshape the downtown landscape in very different ways.
Absolutely. All right, let's hit a few more local stories real quick before we wrap up today's show.
First up, Kent County has officially launched a new mental health crisis response team backed by a $2 million state grant. This program pairs licensed clinical social workers directly with law enforcement officers to respond to 911 calls involving mental health crises.
It is a co-response model that has shown great success in other cities by de-escalating situations and diverting individuals away from the jail system and into treatment facilities. The pilot program rolls out fully in August.
This is a much-needed resource for the county, and officials hope it will significantly reduce the burden on emergency rooms and the local jail.
In education news, Grand Rapids Public Schools is hosting a massive back-to-school enrollment fair this Saturday at Rosa Parks Circle. The event will feature free backpacks, basic health screenings, and on-site enrollment assistance for parents.
With the new academic year just around the corner, the district is making a big push to boost enrollment numbers and ensure families have the resources they need. If you have kids in the district, it is definitely worth stopping by between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Plus, they are offering free transportation via the rapid bus system for anyone attending the fair, which is a great touch to maximize accessibility.
Over in Lansing, state lawmakers are debating a new $100 million incentive package aimed specifically at attracting electric vehicle battery manufacturers to Michigan, with a heavy focus on sites in West Michigan. Proponents argue this is essential to compete with neighboring states like Ohio and Indiana, which have been aggressive in courting the EV supply chain. But critics are raising concerns about the long-term environmental impact and whether these massive tax breaks actually deliver the promised job numbers. It is a complex issue, but for West Michigan auto suppliers, landing a major battery plant could be the key to surviving the industry's transition away from internal combustion engines.
Finally, if you are looking for indoor plans this weekend, the Grand Rapids Art Museum is hosting a free admission weekend starting this Friday, sponsored by local corporate donors.
This is a perfect opportunity to check out their new Summer Kinetic Sculpture exhibition without spending a dime. And given those severe storms we are expecting on Thursday, finding a free indoor activity for the weekend is a smart move. The free admission runs through Sunday evening, so take advantage of it if you were downtown.
That is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in and starting your morning with us.
Remember to stay weather aware tomorrow afternoon with those severe storms moving in. Secure your outdoor items tonight and stay safe. We will catch you on Friday with a full recap and more local news.
Take care, Grand Rapids.
Thank you.